The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of before. I have very good knowledge of all animals, so don't treat me too unfairly. Today's animal focuses on the pink fairy armadillo, so no time to dilly-dally, because we've got a lot to talk about. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. As its name suggests, the pink fairy armadillo is a little pink pixie of an armadillo, the smallest of its kind, being only a measly 13 to 15 centimetres long, almost the size of the palm of your hand. They're native to the dry and dusty deserts of central Argentina, where they'll stay inside their burrows for most of the day to avoid the morning frazzle. At first glance, one may mistake this ditzy dillo as a piece of fatty tuna sushi, mainly due to its pink armour, which is caused by a network of visible blood vessels underneath. But those plates of armour aren't edible. There's to stop the tiny tracker from becoming edible. Because like all armadillos, that crafty carapace of theirs is rather tough to get into, which keeps them all safe and snug. Unfortunately, a backup shield isn't so helpful when you're so tiny, as most predators could probably swallow you whole. This is why these fairly pink fairies are nocturnal, only coming out in the dead of the night, scouting for their favourite nighttime snacks, which include insects, worms, and snails. They'll also gozzle down ants and their larvae, but since they're located deep underground, the armoured aardvark will use their awfully long claws to dig them out, before digging in. Being closely related to anteaters, this makes the task quite a bore, in a good way. In fact, these roly-poly pinkies spend so much time underground that it's difficult for scientists to record their behaviour and biology. Even taking them out of their habitats can prove fatal to them, so it's rare to get a glimpse of these crimsonish critters. Even captivity isn't so captivating for them. And speaking of rare, the pink fairy armadillo is one of the most critically endangered animals on the planet, with less than 1,000 of these guys rolling about. This is mainly due to habitat loss, thanks to agriculture, while also being a chew toy for domestic dogs and a scratching post for domestic cats. On a more positive note, did you know that these pink paint rollers can smell stuff 100 times better than we can? This pretty much applies to all armadillos, since they have pretty poor eyesight. Guess they knows how to compensate for being such an eyesore, eh? Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.